Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's the Marks and Reese Show. Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Parks. On a football Friday, man, I tell you, the weather is a little different today. Not as hot. It got a little bit of an overcast. Yeah. It's a little muggy out there.
Yeah.
A little muggy out there today. I managed to get 18 holes in this morning, Elliott.
All right. How'd you do?
92 out there on the golf links today, man. I did, man. Not bad. So working on the game.
Take more than 58 minutes?
Yeah, a little bit. Teed off at 7:30.
Whew.
Yeah,
up
teed
early.
Off at 7:30 this morning. Yeah. You got to tee off at 7:30. That way I can be done by 11:30. You go home, shower,
get ready.
Everything. Yeah,
all right.
You know, do a quick and then because I knew the Phillies won last night barely. I knew that was going down, and I knew we were going to do a lot of Eagles training camp stuff today, and you did all the homework.
I got to be your eyes out there at practice.
Exactly, yes, you did.
So
all the
92,
homework.
Is that, like, where is that at? Your best score? That good for you, bad for you?
No, my best score is a 91. But,
okay.
That's good for me. I strive to play.
So you're happy with it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'll take anything in the 90s. Yes.
So it sounds like you had a better day than Jalen did. A little bit, right? Sounds
it's
like
funny.
You know.
It's funny because while I'm out there, I am refreshing Twitter and just checking to see if anything happens or what have you. And that's when I started seeing that the offense was struggling and Jalen wasn't having necessarily a good day out there. So I kind of figured we'd have something to discuss today.
Yeah, you were like, we know we're talking about it at 2 o'clock. Focus on getting past this 91 at that point.
Yes, for sure. Real quick, today's broadcast is sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, inviting you to a one-of-a-kind wager and watch experience, the only race and sportsbook in the USA, inside a standalone location, Chickies and Pete's in Melbourne. Now, listen, we did the show out there, and I tell you, I was one of the first ones to place a bet out there. I wasn't the first person. I was one of the first ones, and that was, Jack, I want to say that was right before the Super Bowl.
Remember that?
This past year's Super Bowl, because I think that's the bet. That's the bet. I made a Super Bowl bet.
Yeah, yeah. You guys were like the first show out there. It was right around that time. So yeah, it makes sense.
I think it was the week of. Yeah, that the game was being played.
Did you hit that bet?
I did not. You know what it was? It was that the first score of the game would be a Bengals. I think I bet a field goal,
and they fell behind, right?
Yeah, I think the Rams scored first. I'm not sure. Either way, I didn't win.
I mean, that's surprising because I'm pretty sure you hit every single bet in that Super Bowl.
I did hit a lot of bets in that Super Bowl, and that's also the Bengals plus +4.
I actually remember, I was either in the next day with you or whatever. But I remember, your Super Bowl tickets looked pretty good.
Looked pretty good. I can't necessarily say that for my recent tickets, although I'm back at it again. We got the Rocket Mortgage Classic going on.
Don't let us heat up.
Jack and I have
we have
golfers in this tournament today.
So funny, listen to you guys in the break during the week, breaking down who you're going to bet, the golfers, you know, what the course is like. It's like, all right, you guys are definitely into it at this point.
We are. Hey, Kyle, my screen is down, big dog. Oh, never mind. Don't worry. Let's get John up here in Bryn Mawr. I got it, brother. I got it. See, it's at the end of the week, but I got it.
He's driving now. He's good.
Let's get John up here. What's up, John? Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
What's up, buddy? Hey, talked to that clown before you
at
the camera. So it's the first time I'm calling you.
Who's my man? Me!
Oh, and he lost the day and beat the Hammer.
He did two in a row, yeah.
I heard you say that you really did meet Amy from Villanova. Is that true? I did hear you say that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she is real. All right.
Cause I actually met her as well.
Yeah, I met her before Joe met her.
Okay.
Yes. So I've.
Ooh, boy.
Stop, man. Go ahead. Just move on. Move on. Jack, I can't stand him.
I got a question for you regarding Jalen. Did you detect at all any fear or trepidation about throwing the ball? You know, because he's missed a lot of receivers last year and this year. Do you detect any fear at all of throwing the ball. Like we saw
I see what you're saying.
Simmons.
No, I don't think it's like Ben Simmons. I don't think he's afraid to throw it deep. No, overall this offseason, I do think today he was not, but he has done a good job kind of attacking down the field. Now, Wednesday was red zone in terms of holding on to the ball. I actually thought he got rid of it pretty quickly. One thing I did notice today, and I'm up in the bleachers, I don't get to rewatch the film, but it did seem like he was staring his guys down a little bit. There were a few times where I was watching him in the pocket, and he was looking at one side of the field the entire time, and then he threw it that way. So I do wonder if that was part of his struggles. But in terms of, being shy in the pocket or, double padding, whatever you call it, I haven't seen that. I don't think he's been gun-shy. It's just today accuracy was a problem.
Now, can you say what percentage you think he's improved from last season, just from what you've seen so far?
Man, if you asked me this on Wednesday's show, I would have said, quite a bit. But after today, I don't know. I mean, he's improved because I thought he was better in the red zone on Wednesday than he was last year in camp. But today he looked like exactly the same guy. Mm-hmm. Today he did. He did not look like an improved player today to me.
Yeah, and listen, I don't think it's anything to push the panic button about, but I think what it does say that there's a lot of work that's still left to be done. It's still early in training camp.
Yeah.
And again, when you have high expectations for the team, the quarterback's development is going to be of importance to us. It just is. This is not like last year where – to me, there were no expectations. I know Nick Sirianni said yesterday or 2 days ago that this is Philadelphia. There's always expectations, and they have high expectations. I understand that to a degree, but yes, last year was a rare season in which the collective was willing to allow this team to grow, make mistakes, and allow them to develop. Sure, when we were in the moment, we reacted in the moment, and some folks – overreacted to some things, but I think in a general sense, everybody went into the season wanting to see what we had on this football team, what we had with the quarterback, getting to know the head coach a lot better than we knew
the coordinators
from the preseason and in the offseason. This year is different, man. They went out and made a significant upgrade to this roster.
Yeah, the money they spent this offseason, you don't get to then be like, well, let's wait and see how it goes, right?
Yeah.
You don't trade a first and pay AJ and then say, well, we'll see if the passing game can do it or not. And I think that's kind of with Jalen why there can feel like sometimes there's so much tension with the situation is because everything else seems so ready to go. And people have waited a while to have expectations of this team. You mentioned last year was a rare year where there wasn't that. Nick and Howie are right that most years with the Eagles leading into week one, it is, all right, how many above double digits can they go and what's the playoffs look
like? Yeah, and that's how it typically rolls. This is what football is in this town. This isn't, Detroit, Cleveland, Jacksonville, some of these other towns where, the city will be happy if they're just in a playoff race or they're not below 500 or drafted in the top five again. That's what those cities are used to.
You don't think Doug's feeling the pressure down there?
No, I don't think Doug's feeling any pressure.
No, I think Doug's loving life in jail.
How many beat reporters do you think are at his press conferences? Four?
Two, three.
Same four guys. He probably plays golf with them, too.
Yeah, exactly. He's probably best friends.
Chilling on the sideline with them.
All right, now, real quick, have you taken my advice, right, and tried out Bell Beverage yet? Now, my buddy Frankie Bell and his family, they'll take care of you while you shop their huge selection of domestic, import, craft, and limited-release beers, seltzers, and slushies, all ready for you on the go. Bell Beverage is located near the stadium sports complex, perfect for pregame, pre-concert, or when you're on your way to the shore and more. Just off I-95 with plenty of parking. Check out this week's specials online at bellbeverage.com and tell them Ikeri sent you. Let's get back to the phone lines, ESP. I'm enjoying the conversation today, man. Listen, Jalen has few people up in arms. I tell you, hearing reports today of practice, it certainly has brought out those who don't necessarily have a lot of confidence in him. And so that's not what we're trying to bring out. And I don't want those other than OG Wade, because OG Wade and Rasheem has been the only two that have stood front and center today and said, don't worry about Jalen. I'm trying to put up a good argument not to worry about him, but I can't say that without being honest and saying, you know what, I'd rather have fewer of these types of reports and more of the he was solid today, no disastrous plays, and then give me a few of those. You know what? Man, he made some outstanding throws today.
And there really wasn't any special throws today. His best throw of the day was probably to A.J. Brown, about 20, 25 yards down the field, but it looked like a bit of a breakdown. A.J. was wide open, and he just kind of lofted it in there. But the good thing, at least, I will say, is we're getting to see Jalen more and more, right? Like, the offseason of just kind of guessing, at least now getting results every day on, like, how he looks and reacting off of that.
Yep. Let's get back to the phones. Chuck from Mount Airy is in here. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what's going on, Ike?
What's up, Chuck?
ESP, what's going on?
What up, Chuck? Good to hear from you.
Listen, I don't know what type of drugs we on, but these guys, we're not winning no 13, 12 games, this guy quarterback. He's too inconsistent. He's an average quarterback. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Did the same thing last year. He'd give you 2-3 good plays, and then he'd go back to being inconsistent. And that don't win you 13 games in this league. It's not happening. You know what I mean?
No, but do you think he can improve, though?
Improve? The guy's who he is. Like, I mean, he's been playing football his whole life. You got it. You don't.
Yeah, but all NFL players at this point of their career have been playing football their whole life. It's not unique to him.
Exactly.
The guy that's on the team that we need to be focusing on is 6'5 prototypical quarterback, and we overlooking him, and his name is Carson Strong. I'm trying
Correct.
To tell you.
Now, Carson Strong has not been impressive.
What does Carson Strong look like out there?
Carson Strong, to me, I'm not seeing anything special. I had him at 2-4 today. He was 0-2 in the first practice. He's not shining yet.
It's 2-6 there, Chuck.
2-6, yeah.
That's fine. You got to give him a chance to get in rhythm. God, Jalen Hurts, man.
Yeah. Carson Strong's been playing football his whole life, too, by the way.
Yeah, this guy, Jalen Hurts, though, man, I mean, on a serious note.
Yes.
He's not. We're not going to win no more than 10 games with this guy quarterback. We're going to realize at the end of this year, guy's not the guy. We need to move on from him. We're trying to get to a championship level. Jalen is a great guy. Great guy. You know, good dude, just down the third. But he's not going to get us to that championship level. You know, he's inconsistent. This is why we can't sustain drives the way that we're supposed to sustain drives. That's why we can't score high in the 30s on a consistent basis, man. Mm-hmm. Because the guy is inconsistent.
Yeah.
No, Chuck, I mean, that analysis is correct for last year. I agree. Like, it's why they couldn't move the ball consistently. It's why their offense struggled to score. And could he be the same this year? He absolutely could be. It's just a matter of whether or not he can take that step forward.
No, he's going to have to take that step forward because, again, I don't think his job is on the line. That'll be determined with the detail and how he plays throughout the year. But when I look at the overall team, there's high expectations from within for this team as well. Now, they're not going to come out and necessarily say that publicly. They're not going to put extra pressure on themselves. But they've committed to this year of being a better football team, or they're going to find out why they aren't a better football team. And if it's because the quarterback's play wasn't good enough, then this topic isn't going away, ladies and gentlemen. We'll spend the entire offseason next year until we get through the draft and they don't draft the quarterback. I got news for you. It was kind of okay for everybody with the draft this year because all you had was Malik Willis and Two Gloves Pickett.
Yeah, nobody Little Hands Pickett.
Yeah, exactly.
There, yeah.
Nobody wants Two Glove Pickett, and Malik Willis played at Liberty College. So, next year is supposed to be a much better quarterback class, which will put more pressure on the Eagles to decide whether you take one or stick with Jalen. That draft capital has to be put to use at some point to make this football team better. I don't know if they're going to kick the can down the road another year waiting for a quarterback and waiting for Jalen to develop.
No, because the roster is too good. I mean, the roster, if you remove the quarterback from the debate, they have one of the best rosters in the NFL, and I really don't think that's up for debate. When you look at the secondary talent, mm-hmm. the defensive line
offensive
talent, all those
one
things.
Of the best.
Absolutely. They have one of the best rosters in the NFL besides the quarterback if you remove him from the debate. Now, we talked about this a little earlier, and I think it is true. They have a lot of options at the position. They're not, fixed in one place where they can't do a lot. But the thing I will say, too, is where I would disagree with you a little bit, is if Jalen's the same guy this year, I'd be very surprised if he's under center week one 2023. Now, it might not be a rookie, but I just think, like, the complacency, the Eagles are one thing the Eagles are not is complacent. They are not okay with status quo. They change things. They take risks. Howie says often that you have to take big swings to get big results, right? So I think this is, like, make or break year for Jalen. If Jalen doesn't take a big step forward, I don't think he's back in 2023.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there yet. He would have to play awfully bad to not be back here in 2023. I just think his development, depending on how great of a leap he makes this year, if there's progress, there could be enough there for them to hold off on moving on from him. I don't know if it's going to be enough there for them to pass on drafting a quarterback, but again, they can do both. This is the NFL, man. The San Francisco 49ers gave up an arm and a leg to go up and get Trey Young, and Jimmy G was still their quarterback and took them to the NFC Championship game, and they're still moving on from him the following year. This is the NFL, man. So if you feel you can upgrade at the quarterback position and you feel confident in your system, your structure, the people that you drafted, what's in place, and all you need to do is put another quarterback in there and you're still going to have success. That's all the 49ers are doing. They're saying we believe in our culture, our ability to draft and develop people, that we can take a guy that's taken us to the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game and move on from him, from a guy who played, what, six games in college?
Yeah, North Dakota State. I think
they're taking a big risk, but that's what they're doing.
100%.
They're taking a huge leap of faith in Trey Lance, but they believe in that culture, and the Eagles believe in their culture as well. They moved on from a guy they gave $100 million to and the coach that won the freaking Super Bowl. They moved on from both of them and were in the playoffs the next year.
Yeah, I think the Eagles should.
With a coach that nobody knew about, that we mocked that they hired, and a quarterback who can't throw the ball. They believe in their culture. The Eagles is what I'm saying.
And I think they should.
So it would not prevent them from hanging on to Jalen and drafting a quarterback. Like, they don't have to be afraid of having Jalen here. And they don't have to be afraid of our media coverage to necessarily dictate what they do for the best of their football team moving forward.
I think the difference in that situation is, and you're right, that Jalen could be back, and I don't think Jalen is a distraction guy. I do think he's a good locker room guy, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the Niners were winning with Jimmy G.
That's true.
You look at Kansas City, they were winning with Alex Smith. Like, Alex Smith then and Jimmy G, probably now, are better quarterbacks than Jalen is. So that would be the difference. That if they win 9-10 games and they're at least, like, competitive, maybe he's back. It's just a matter of, you know, are they willing to go through another year with him at quarterback if he doesn't take that step forward?
All right, we went extra long there. I'm sorry, everybody. That's on hold. We're going to get to your calls when we get to you on the other side. But first, I got to remind you that this broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck while your guest. Details online at chickiesandpeats.com. You know, Elliot and I, we get to go.
Yeah, my
back
bad.
No, it's all right, man. This is what happens when you put two football heads together and we get to discussing everything. Sometimes we leave people out and we don't want to do that. We'll get to you guys on the other side as well as the Kyler Murray situation out there in Arizona. We talked about that. And one of the interesting stories that came out of camp today was the running back situation. I want to get Elliot's thoughts on this as well. What was it, and is it a big deal? We'll get that up next on the other side on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.